Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu holds delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa in Lisbon. Both leaders agree to strengthen partnership in several areas, including trade, renewable energy, IT and skilled mobility. Home Minister Amit Shah says government is deploying electronic surveillance system to safeguard the country's borders. Defence Ministry inks 2,385 crore rupee contract with Bharat Electronics Limited to acquire electronic warfare and modernization equipment for Mi-17 V-5 helicopters. 31 Maoists surrender in Dantewada and Narayanpur districts of Chhattisgarh. Global markets plunge amid concerns over trade war between US and China. Domestic stock market plummets around 3%. And in IPL T20 cricket, hosts Mumbai Indian opt to field against Royal Challengers Bengaluru. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa in Lisbon. In a joint media address after the meeting, President Murmu described the India-Portuguese ties as historic, which are now being developed as modern and multidimensional partnership.
भारत पुर्तगाल संबंध ऐतिहासिक है ये संबंध लगातार मजबूत होते रहे हैं और अब ये एक आधुनिक बहुआयामी और गतिशील पार्टनरशिप के रूप में विकसित हो रही लगातार उच्च स्तरीय यात्राओं से इन संबंधों को मजबूती मिली है और बढ़ती वाणिज्यिक सहभागिता से ही इन्हें सहयोग मिला है हमारे रिश्ता आपसी विश्वास समझ और मुख्य हितों के मुद्दों पर एक दूसरे के समर्थन पर
The president said she held wide-ranging and constructive talks with her Portuguese counterpart, covering various areas of bilateral relations. Both the countries have agreed to strengthen partnership in several areas, including trade, renewable energy, IT, startup, innovation, skilled mobility, and pharmaceuticals.
आज सुबह राष्ट्रपति रेबेलो डी सोजा के साथ मेरे रचनात्मक और सार्थक बैठक हुई जिसमें हमारे द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी महत्वपूर्ण पहलुओं और साझा हितों के वैश्विक और क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों पर चर्चा की हमने विशेष रूप से व्यापार और निवेश विज्ञान और प्रौद्योगिकी आईटी और डिजिटल प्रौद्योगिकी रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी कनेक्टिविटी और मोबिलिटी में अपने दीर्घकालीन द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को और मजबूत करने और लोगों के पारस्परिक संपर्कों को और बढ़ावा देने का संकल्प लिया हमें यूनाइटेड नेशंस और अन्य बहुपक्षीय मंचों में अपने समन्वय और सहयोग को मजबूत करने पर सहमत हुई
Our correspondent covering the president's visit has filed this report.
India and Portugal have agreed to strengthen coordination and cooperation in the United Nations and increased cooperation in the areas of trade, renewable energy, IT, tourism, culture, education, pharmaceuticals and other sectors. In a joint statement by President of India and President of Portugal, after delegation-level talks, both the countries have agreed for mutual cooperation in trade and stronger economic relations between the two countries. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashvani News, Lisbon.
President Murmu and President Rebelo de Sousa also graced the launch of postage stamps commemorating 50 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries. President Murmu reached Lisbon this morning on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. On the 9th and 10th of April, President Murmu will visit Slovakia at the invitation of the Slovakian President Peter Pellegrini. It will be the first visit by the President of India to Slovakia in 29 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the government is deploying an electronic surveillance system to safeguard the country's borders and that technology will be used to detect and dismantle underground cross-border tunnels to thwart infiltration by terrorists into Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing the BSF personnel during a visit to border outpost Vinay near the international border in the Hiranagar sector of Kathua district, Mr. Shah lauded the contribution of the force and praised the troops for performing their duties in challenging circumstances. Ministry of Defense has inked 2,385 crore rupee contract with Bharat Electronics Limited, Bengaluru, for acquisition of electronic warfare suite and aircraft modification kits for Mi-17 V5 helicopters. The contract was inked in the presence of Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi today. The state-of-the-art electronic warfare suite will considerably enhance operational survivability of the helicopters in hostile environments. Defense Ministry said in a statement that majority of sub-assemblies and parts will be sourced from indigenous manufacturers. The project will boost and encourage active participation of Indian electronics and associated industries, including MSMEs. A two-day Chintan Shivir of Social Justice and Empowerment Ministry started today in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. This conclave, being represented by 15 states, will lay the foundation of future policies for the social empowerment and justice. The event is being attended by the Central Minister Virendra Kumar, MOS BL Verma, MOS Ramdas Athavale, with the CM Uttarakhand. More from our correspondent.
Central Minister Virendra Kumar talked about the important role of the states in the implementation of central policies at the grassroots level. He said that the aim of such a conclave is to strengthen the coordination between states and center for not only better policy implementation, but also to fight impeding dangers like drug abuse in a collaborative manner. He also mentioned that the increase in number of participant states in the conclave is a positive sign. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. A total of 31 Maoists have surrendered today in Dantewada and Narayanpur districts of Chhattisgarh. 26 Maoists have surrendered in Dantewada district. A reward of 4.5 lakh rupees was declared on three of these Maoists. These Maoists surrendered before Superintendent of Police Gaurav Rai. Meanwhile, in Narayanpur district, 5 women Maoists have surrendered. A reward of 1 lakh rupees each was declared on them. The Maoists who surrendered were given a cheque of 25,000 rupees each as incentives. Apart from this, they will be given all kinds of facilities available under Naxal rehabilitation policy. The government has decided to increase the excise duty on petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre. However, oil marketing companies have clarified that there will be no hike in retail prices of the two petroleum products. Briefing media in New Delhi, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that the hike in excise duty will not be passed on to the consumers.
Let me clarify up front, this will not be passed on to the consumer. International price of petrol came down to around $60 of crude per barrel in the last day or so. But our oil marketing companies, they carry inventories over a 45-day period. So the crude inventory that they're carrying is at $75 on an average per barrel. Then can you legitimately expect prices of petrol and diesel to be moderated by the oil marketing companies? In keeping with the global price, yes, in a deregulated sector, you can expect them to accordingly adjust the market retail price.
According to the notification issued by the Finance Ministry, the raise in excise duty will be effective from tomorrow. The minister also said that prices of LPG cylinder has been increased by 50 rupees. Mr. Puri said that the price of LPG for Ujjwala beneficiary will now be 550 rupees and for others it will be 853 rupees from tomorrow. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit WAVES will be held from 1st to 4th of May in Mumbai. Talking to media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said that a very strong creator economy is forming in the country because Digital India has brought digital technologies to every corner of the nation.
आज छोटे से छोटे गांव में भी जो एक एनर्जेटिक यूथ है उनको अपॉर्चुनिटीज मिलती है उस अपॉर्चुनिटी को उस क्रिएटर्स इकोनॉमी को एक बहुत स्ट्रक्चर्ड वे में आगे बढ़ने की अपॉर्चुनिटीज देने के लिए वेव्स वर्ल्ड ऑडियो विजुअल एंड एंटरटेनमेंट समिट May 1st से May 4th मुंबई में स्टार्ट हो रहा है दुनिया भर से बहुत सारे इन्वेस्टर्स वो आ रहे हैं जो भारत की क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी में इन्वेस्ट करना चाहते हैं
The Haryana School Education Board, Bhiwani, has decided to implement the three-language formula in class 9th and 10th in all affiliated government and non-government schools. This decision will be applicable in class 9th from the academic session 2025-26 and in class 10th from 2026-27. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today said a lot of changes are being carried out in the party at organizational level. Addressing a program in Patna, the Congress leader accepted that earlier some mistakes were committed in Bihar, but now the party will take along all sections of the society. Earlier, Mr. Gandhi attended the Padyatra at Begusarai, organized by his party. Global markets today plunged amid concerns over trade war between US and China, while domestic stock market plummeted around 3%. A report.
Global markets plunged today, deepening a global stocks rout triggered by US President Donald Trump's trade war and China's forceful response to unexpectedly high tariffs. Germany's DAX opened lower at 9%, while London's FTSE was down about 5%. European markets were, on the whole, faring better than Asian markets in early trade. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index closed 7.9% lower. Meanwhile, the 30-share index of the BSE Sensex tumbled 2,227 points to close at 73,138. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 plummeted 743 points to settle at 22,162. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 61 paise to close at 85 rupees and 84 paise against the US dollar. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashvani News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today spoke to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and exchanged perspectives on the Indo-Pacific, the Indian subcontinent, Europe, West Asia and the Caribbean. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said they agreed on the importance of the early conclusion of the bilateral trade agreement. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today started its three-day bi-monthly monetary policy review meeting to decide the key benchmark interest rates or repo rates. The decision of the six-member Monetary Policy Committee, headed by Governor Sanjay Malhotra, will be announced on Wednesday. This meeting marks the first MPC session of the new fiscal year and comes shortly after the Union Budget 2025, which emphasized boosting consumption through income tax slab changes. In February, the MPC slashed the repo rate by 25 basis points to 6.25%. It was the first reduction since May 2020 and the first revision after 2.5 years. A tri-services all-women circumnavigation sailing expedition, Samudra Pradakshina, from Mumbai to Seychelles and back, was flagged off today by Lieutenant General A.K. Ramesh, Commandant, College of Military Engineering, from the Indian Naval Watermanship Training Center, Colaba, in Mumbai. The expedition, featuring an all-woman 12-member crew from the Indian Army, Indian Navy and the Indian Air Force, embarked on a challenging 55-day voyage covering 4,000 nautical miles from Mumbai to Seychelles and back aboard the IASV Triveni. On to sports. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 215 for 5 wickets in 19.4 overs against hosts Mumbai Indians at Wankhede Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to field. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri, along with his Australian partner Alexei Popirin, lost to Jan Lennard Struff of Germany and Alexei Menor of Australia in men's doubles pre-quarterfinals of Monte Carlo Masters in France this afternoon. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speed, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on community-led water conservation campaign with G. Ashok Kumar, former DG, National Mission for Clean Ganga. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Drobdi Murmu holds delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa in Lisbon. Both leaders agree to strengthen partnership in several areas, including trade, renewable energy, IT and skilled mobility. Home Minister Amit Shah says government is deploying electronic surveillance system to safeguard the country's borders. Defence Ministry inks 2,385 crore rupee contract with Bharat Electronics Limited to acquire electronic warfare and modernization equipment for Mi-17 V5 helicopters. And in IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru set a target of 222 runs before hosts Mumbai Indians. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.